capable of making any announcements.
All right, so we will start with the writings of Bash, the article concerning the importance of friends.
Well, we need to realize that all study actually includes two parts. The first part is where we work on our connection, a tighter and tighter connection between us in the society. And the second part is that when we achieve an increasing connection each time, out of this connection, in this connection, we discover new qualities, new manners of this spiritual world that is revealed in this connection. So, out of that, we have articles that speak about the connection. And these are really the first articles by Rabash, and also later on he comes back to it. And on the other hand, after we achieve this connection, and in this connection we discover new qualities of the spiritual world, which is revealed entirely through a stronger connection between us, then we already study the manners of the revelation of the spiritual world. This is why it is important for us to have these articles that speak about strengthening the connection between us. This is the most important. This is the foundation. Without that, we won't be able to practically reach the other half. As we study the other half, how the spiritual world is revealed, meaning which manners should we discover it, what are its qualities, then we need to pay attention that if we don't quite understand what exactly the author is talking about, or if we don't quite, well, we only understand it, but we don't feel it, then to that same extent, we are lacking a feeling of the connection between us, between me and the friends. To the same extent, I cannot feel spirituality, what it is about, what Kabbalist texts are talking about. So please.
The writings of Rabash concerning the importance of friends. Concerning the importance of friends, of the friends in the society, and how to appreciate them. Meaning, with which kind of importance everyone should regard his friend. Common sense dictates that if one regards one's friend as being at a lower degree than one's own, he will want to teach him how to behave more virtuously than the qualities he has. Hence, he cannot be his friend. He can take the friend as a student, but not as a friend. And if one sees one's friend as being at a higher degree than his own, and sees that he can acquire good qualities from him, then the friend can be his rav, but not his friend. This means that precisely when one sees one's friend as being at an equal degree to one's own, one can accept the other as a friend and bond with him. This is so because a friend means that both parties are in the same state. This is what common sense dictates. In other words, they have the same views and thus decide to bond. Then, both of them act towards the goal that they both wish to achieve. It is like two like-minded friends who are doing business together to achieve profit. In that situation, they feel that they have equal powers. But should one of them feel that he is more competent than the other, he will not want to accept him as an equal partner. Instead, they would create a proportional partnership according to the strength and qualities that one has above the other. In that state, the partnership is 33 or 25% partnership, and it cannot be said that they are equal in the business. But with the love of friends, when friends bond to create unity among them, it explicitly means that they are equal. This is called unity. For example, if they do business together and say that the profits will not be distributed equally, is this called unity? Clearly, a business of love of friends should be such that all the profits and possessions that the love of friends yields will be equally controlled by them. They should not hide or conceal from one another, but everything will be with love, friendship, truthfulness, and peace. But in the essay, A Speech for the Completion of the Zohar, it is written, Matan Torah, weird. Okay. The measure of the greatness comes under two conditions. One, to always listen and receive the appreciation of the society to the extent of their greatness. Two, the environment should be great, as it is written, quote, in the multitude of people is the king's glory, end quote. To accept the first condition, each student must feel that he is the smallest among all the friends. And then he will be able to receive the appreciation of the greatness from everyone. This is so because the greater one cannot receive from the smaller one, much less be impressed by his words. Only the lower one is impressed by the appreciation of the greater one. And for the second condition, each student must extol each friend's merit as though he were the greatest in the generation. Then the environment will affect him as a great environment should, since quality is more important than quantity. It follows that in the matter of love of friends, they help each other, meaning that it is enough for everyone to regard his friend as being of the same degree as his own. But because everyone should learn from his friends, there is the issue of Rav and disciple. For this reason, he should consider the friend as greater than himself. But how can one consider one's friend greater than himself when he can see that his own merits are greater than his friend's, that he is more talented and has better natural qualities? There are two ways to understand this. One, he is going with faith above reason. Once he has chosen him as a friend, he appreciates him above reason. Two, this is more natural, within reason. If he has decided to accept the other as a friend and works on himself to love him, then it is natural with love to see only good things. And even though there are bad things in one's friend, he cannot see them. As it is written, love covers all transgressions. We can see that a person may see faults in his neighbor's children, but not in his own. And when someone mentions some fault in his children, he immediately resists his friend and begins to declare his children's merits. And the question is, which is the truth? After all, there are merits to his children, and hence he is upset when others speak of his children. The thing is this, as I heard from my father, Bala Sulam, indeed, each person has advantages and disadvantages, and both the neighbor and the father are saying the truth. But the neighbor does not treat the other's children like a father to his own children. Since he does not have the same love for the children as the father does. Hence, when he considers the other's children, he sees only the children's faults, since this gives him more pleasure. This is because he can show that he is more virtuous than the other, because his own children are better. For this reason, he sees only the other's faults. What he is seeing is true, but he sees only the things he enjoys. But the father too sees only the truth, except that he regards only the good things that his children have. He does not see his children's faults, since it gives him no pleasure. Hence, he is saying the truth about what he sees in his children. And because he regards only the things that can please him, he sees only the virtues. It turns out that if one has love of friends, the rule in love is that you want to see the friend's merits and not their faults. Hence, if one sees some fault in one's friend, it is not a sign that his friend is at fault, but that the seer is at fault, meaning that because his love of friends is flawed, he sees faults in his friend. Therefore, now he should not see to his friend's correction. Rather, he himself needs correction. It follows from the above said, that he should not see to the correction of his friend's faults, which he sees in his friend, but he himself needs to correct the flaw he has created in the love of friends. And when he corrects himself, he will see only his friend's merits and not his faults.
This means that this would be the sign that he has reached correction, that he doesn't see any flaw in any friend, but only merits. So it turns out that first we need to go above reason and accept the friends that they are all corrected, even though I don't see it this way, then to the extent that I don't see them as whole, I see that this is what I need to correct. That is, the friends are like a mirror in which I see in this mirror, I see everything that I have. So the society for me is truly salvation. As we now check a person, let's say, with our own, tests, does he have a virus or something? So the most important for us is to identify, to detect, does he have it or not? This is how it is with the society. If I can detect through it what I'm, in what way I'm sick, what's wrong with me, that's the most important. After that, I already start to work with them, with the same society about what is it I need to correct. And I see visibly how much, if I am getting closer to love, towards them, connection with them, as much as I correct myself, I heal from my ego. And in such a way, we can go through the entire path from the beginning to the end, only by checking ourselves towards society, how much I am criticizing them, how much I'm not pleased with them, how much they are not whole, complete in my eyes, until I see them as whole, as standing within my heart in a complete manner. This is considered that I've corrected myself. And there is no consideration here with whatever is outside of me, but only with myself, how corrupted I am and how corrected I can be. And furthermore, this only pertains to the connection inside of the group, whereas in all kinds of other kinds of forms of connection in relation to our work in dissemination, or all kinds of other things besides love of friends, certainly there we need to be like all people on the plane of this world. There we truly need to demand of each other to be connected technically in order to execute our task, let's say, in dissemination. Any questions? PT24.
My question is, if we need to see the friends in wholeness and adhesion, do we need to blindfold ourselves a bit with respect to what I see externally, and to ignore it, or should I work with it?
Let's say you, as a musician, you're in a band with a few of our friends, and you are doing something, and you are not happy with of them. And you're telling them, this is how it needs to be done, or this way or that way, or you keep silent. You have to express all of these things and pressure them until they will do what's necessary so that the melody will come out in a good way. And it's unrelated to love of friends. It's related to doing some work on the plane of this world. As we are now talking about this galaxy and all of our connections, this is a place where we should not mix spirituality with corporeality. In corporeality, we have to do everything in order to sustain our dissemination, and this is on the plane of this world. And in spirituality, there we don't have any, how shall I put it, any ability to criticize the friend. Rather, the friend is perfect. And I only check myself with respect to the friend as I check myself with respect to the Creator.
But in practice, through these flaws, I find I can correct myself, so to speak, right? Not the external flaws.
Yes, but that's not on the level of this world. Moti, once again, if somebody is playing badly next to you, so you are not allowed to respond to that, to react, to correct him. Rather, only what is needed. Well, again, there are two planes. There is the plane of this world, where we have to carry out our work. And there is the spiritual plane, where we are friends and we're connected. So, on the plane of this world, you need to say what each and every one has to do, if you can correct him in such a direct way. And criticize him in order for everything to be corrected. Whereas all of the problems with respect to connection between the friends in love, there you only have to correct yourself till you see everyone in a perfect way. And one thing is not related to the other. It's like one who spears his stick hates his son. If there is something that can be corrected on a corporeal plane, you need to do it. Whereas on the spiritual plane, you need to say that I have before me a complete system that only shows me how incomplete I am. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about it. The Baltics, please.
Dear teacher, you talked about the relationships within the group, the connection within the group. So there is not exactly a conflict between strengthening the love in the 10 opposite the whole group. What am I saying? We're all, each one of us is very focused on his own 10. If there is a problem in a different 10 or in the group, let's call it,
товарища в другой десятке, то есть в группе. Не знаю, смог ли выразить...
How not to neglect other tens, a friend in another ten, without neglecting your love for your own ten, if I could explain that.
Well, usually the connection between the tens, we feel it during the morning lesson. Then, before the lesson, I connect to my 10. During the lesson, I try once in a while, at least, to strengthen my connection with my 10. And also, I see and I connect with all the other 10s as much as I am capable of it. But there is not much such a problem here, whether I'm capable of it or not capable of it. If I'm not capable of it, I don't do it. Then I don't do it. The most important for me is out of my 10 to study the lesson. Everything that I study in the lesson, I want to fulfill it, to realize it in the 10. That's the most important. And all the other 10s, they are already there in order to give me the surrounding light, as we call it. This is the difference. My 10 is my inner goof, my inner 10 sfirot, and all the other 10s are an external kli and surrounding light. And this way I study. This is how I accept it or receive it. That's it. That's how we talk.
Москва. Москва. Москва 4. Нет никого.
They don't have a question, so let's move on to Italy number 3.
No. Con Italia 3, Italia numero 3.
Ciao Rav, la mia domanda è: il lavoro in decina è un lavoro spirituale o anche un lavoro corporale?
My question is: the work in the 10, is
the work in the 10 corporeal or also spiritual?
Corporeality and spirituality in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it means that, well, if it's in order to receive, it's called corporeal. If it's in order to bestow, it's called spiritual. And there is an additional explanation of corporeal versus spiritual. Corporeal means that we need to work with our hands in corporeality in order to take care of things. Spirituality means our attitude to whatever we're doing. So I don't quite know what you have in mind.
Kiev.
There's nobody there who wants to say something, so why was there a question mark there? Well,
Moskva 7.
Вопрос в продолжение того, что задавали ребята из Балтии. Вот, например, в Москве у нас 80...
A question regarding what the friends from Baltia asked. In Moscow we have 8 tens. Virtual, of course, everyone is at home, but before we switched to this format, we had connections between the tens. We gathered together and we had all sorts of assemblies. Now, in this new era, is it worthwhile to extend these connections as one big group?
We need to continue as much as possible with all of the older forms until this life will truly forcefully arrange us in a new connection. And this new connection, I don't want to tell about it or to determine it, because we need to let the upper light work. Let it arrange it. It is constantly shining for us in forms that change, that differ between the upper light, the more upper kli, and our kli, the lower kli. We have here the upper of the upper and the lower. Then when it shines on us, it shines on us not only for the sake of the connection between us, but also for the sake of our connection with humanity, let's say with the other tens in humanity. So then we need to enter each time different connections in different forms, which we do not understand and we don't yet know it, because there are such things here that now seem to us as not quite in their right place. But this is taking into calculation what will happen later, so I don't quite know. So I only need to let the upper light work on me and try to be more and more sensitive to it. And this is according to the greater increasing connection between us. We will become more congruent with it. And then in its bestowal over us, it will always arrange for us forms of connection between us that are suitable not only for us, but taking into consideration that we need to bestow to the lower degrees, to other tens or to people who are not at all connected to us, because we need to be a passageway, a conduit. This is how it works. Therefore, if to answer your question, should you keep all of the previous forms that you had when you were in your center physically, I would say that don't let go of them, but rather see how much maybe they need to be changed, adapted. If you do feel that there is no room for them the way they were, but instead of them, you should have other forms that promote you more, that connect you together more, then give room to it. Or we will work together, we will hear about these problems and fix them together.
Latin 6.
Latin America number 6.
Latin 6.
Please. Hola, Rab. Buen día.
Hola.
Gracias por permitirme.
Hello, Rav. Good day.
Si veo mi amigo
algo. Thank you for allowing me to ask. Now, if I see my friend,
que no me doy cuenta que estoy juzgando a mi amigo.
If I see something that bothers me in the friend, but it's not that I'm judging him, but how can I come out of this state and see the faults in myself? If I'm in a state where I'm judging the friend, how can I come out of that and see the faults in myself?
I usually divide the influence of the friend over me to two planes. One plane is, well, broadcast, dissemination, writing, all kinds of such things that we actually require for dissemination for us to go out to the world. There, maybe somebody wrote an article which is not so good, or he doesn't know how to finish the work with a galaxy or other such things. And then I technically, accordingly, connect with him and I demand. And this way, everyone should demand, each one according to his profession, specialization in society. One writes articles, the other writes articles, the third one creates some connection related to teaching or translation or etc. That's one thing. This is the technical plane, let's say. And it's unrelated to how much one can be a friend. Maybe he's illiterate, he doesn't know how to read, he doesn't know how to write, he doesn't know how to take care of some mechanics or some technology, but in spirituality he's a wonderful friend. He's truly a heart of gold, tying us together, concerned about the connection between us. So there are two approaches here. One approach is technical, and the other approach is spiritual. And there is no relation between them, between one and the other. And in the technical aspect, meaning his role in the group, we need to demand of him to do this and that as much as he's capable of it. But this demand is unrelated to how much he might be the greatest friend, giving us an example of love of friends. And on the other hand, he's giving us an example that he's not capable of being successful in something corporeal. Well, what are we going to do with him? This is how it is. Demand. Keep demanding. If he has this role corporeally, and to learn from him how to reach a level like himself in the love of friends. One thing is unrelated to the other. Now we have
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6. We had it before, I think.
No, Moscow 6.
Yes, Moscow number 6.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот, допустим, есть такой случай, вот, есть десятка, да, и более-менее как бы все в ней в таком рабочем состоянии находятся. Но вот, допустим, один товарищ, он как бы, ну, где-то...
Rob, let's say we have a situation where there is a 10 where everyone is working pretty much, and one friend, let's say, is always walking around somewhere. We try to support him, to help him, but nevertheless, it does not change him, it doesn't help. Is it possible in a more stronger manner to kind of shake him so that he'll feel some fear maybe towards the 10 or, you know, in this, from this direction, in this one manner? How is it possible to work with such a friend? Thank you. Rav, yes, we can apply some pressure on the friend in order for him to participate correctly in the 10, but this is on the condition that he feels that he's willing for it, or maybe he's still in all kinds of forms where he is incapable of digesting it. There are people who have such a great will to receive that they cannot be under any criticism on themselves. Then they seemingly are opaque. You tell them that we need to be in love with friends. They do not hear you. They can repeat it like a little child repeats the words that the grown-ups are saying, but he doesn't understand the contents of these words. So in such a way, we need to take into consideration such people who have a great will to receive, and increased will to receive, usually they have a high, great soul, but along with it, it is thick and very heavy. Therefore, we need to see how can we take into consideration such friends. Usually, we give them a place in our society, even though it's hard to tolerate them. And if we cannot anymore, then we push them out. It's not that we completely throw them away, but rather we need to give them some role, maybe, so that they will engage in something whereby they do not hinder our connection between the friends. But realize that they have a special role in our advancement, in dissemination, and these people, the Creator, well, each one has a role, so the Creator in the end will arrange everyone in the right way, although it might take many years, many years.
Florida. Florida.
Yes. So I'm not going to fool myself anymore, and I can't believe in myself till the day I die. So what is the prayer to the Creator that I will see the friends as equal?
This is precisely the prayer to the Creator, that you want to see all the friends as equal, as great, because this is how you feel them in your heart. This is called that they're standing inside of my heart. This is what I pray for it to be, that everyone will be equal, everyone will be connected as one body, as one man inside my heart, and I am together with them, my heart perceives them, includes them, embraces them, and they all fill up my heart. And if I do it completely, then I discover that this heart, meaning this whole general heart of everyone that exists inside of my heart, together with me, is filled up with the Creator. His quality, the quality of bestowal, love, this is the Creator. This is how I begin through this approach to discover the spiritual world.
Балтия фри.
Да, доброе утро, Раф. Я еще уточняю, вот, товарищ.
Good morning, Raf. So, to add some precision to what the friends from Moscow and Baltia asked, so we had the Baltia group. We watched the lessons together. All of Baltia was divided. We divided when holding the workshops, but now we're divided into tens and friends who don't belong to any ten, or perhaps they simply don't have the technical wherewithal to connect through the galaxy and so on, so they remained on the side. So how, or to what extent should we take these friends into account?
Again, what form are they in right now?
Right now,
we don't hear you.
He stopped talking.
Повтори, что вы хотели, что ты хотел сказать.
Я повторю вопрос, товарища, были, наверное, технические проблемы.
I'll repeat the friend's question, I suppose. I think he had some technical issues, perhaps. Okay, we have friends who are intense. And now we work on the Galaxy platform as tens. Before that, we had one big Baltia group, and the moment we connected to the Galaxy platform, some of the friends, some for technical reasons, but not only that, some friends simply aren't in tens. They're not part of this style of work. So should we take this under consideration? Meaning the fact that there are friends who, for various reasons, have remained outside of the picture, so to speak, or should we just focus on our tens and that's it?
But are they organized in tens? Are they organized in tens as well?
Нет, даже есть такие товарищи, которые просто не принадлежат
десяткам. Но у них была возможность. There are some friends who simply don't belong to any ten. But they used to have the opportunity to work as they are. They just integrated into the general group. But after having switched to the Galaxy platform, this is not an option for them anymore. So that's the question. Someone who remains without a 10, that's free choice, it's his business. Right? Or perhaps we should try to integrate them in some way.
We need to take care of each and every friend who was ever with us, that he will have the opportunity, he will have the ability to once again open a connection with us, not to disconnect from us, not to move away from us in any form or way. This is our work. We need to take care of each and every friend. And it cannot be that if I am in my 10, I simply neglect the rest of the world. It cannot be. To the opposite. I, through my 10, need to care for the whole world. Therefore, and all the more so, the friends that were once connected with us and were studying with us, or at least they were present during the lesson, they were connected to some extent with us. So I'm asking you, you must take care of it. You must connect with them. You have to send them materials. You need to explain to them what is happening now with this virus, the coronavirus. What it's here. In short, everything that we're studying, everything that today we're exploring, researching in reality, who knows what states they're in right now. So explain to them what is happening. Maybe specifically what is happening now, what the whole of humanity is going through now, will awaken them to connect once again to us and to the Creator. And we should explain to them why it is happening in such a way so they will see how much the wisdom of Kabbalah can explain to a person what stages he's going through in his life. And in our lives right now, we're truly rewarded to feel each and every day how much upper providence is aiming us towards the end of correction, towards more and more internal connection. And this is and the revelation of godliness inside of this connection. You should explain it gradually in a pleasant way, suitable for them, and give them room to always be connected with us. Now, my question is a different one. When we are connected in Galaxy, I don't understand this Galaxy, I hate his name. Anyway, so other people cannot be connected to us? Where here do we have our technical support? Can you explain it to me, please? Itai, would you like to say? Alex is coming. He'll explain it. So please come here. All the other channels that we had thus far, which people were connecting with us, keep on working as usual. We have Sviva Tova, we have Kab.tv, you can watch the lesson there. Galaxy was meant only for feedback, so that we can see the friends, they can connect in tents, they can have workshops.
So only for questions and answers, right?
Questions and answers and talking between them.
Talking together. Okay, but they can listen to us, hear us through all the other means, all the other platforms.
Yes, the usual channels. Everything remains as it was.
All right, so, and we can see them or can't we?
See them right now? No.
So, Baltia, they tell us that there are some of the friends who aren't on Galaxy, so they never see them at all. Or perhaps they're on other networks, but we cannot see.
That is true. And I also want to take advantage of this opportunity and say we now place support. There is a support team that's working. Anyone who has a problem, he is having a hard time, he wants to use other forms or means and connect to us. Nevertheless, let them turn to us. We will find a solution for each one.
Who to address?
There is an address in Svibatova, the first post there. You can go in there and send us, and it will come. It will reach us, the very first post on Svibatova.
It's clear to you, but to me, for example, this wasn't so clear.
Okay, Gilad says that there is an email address, boardworldkli. You can send all of the problems there as well. Board, World Kli, now in our notice address. This one. Board, World Kli.
Board, World Kli, gmail.com.
That's right. You can send your suggestions there or your problems. If you don't find it in Svetova, send it there.
In every language.
In every language.
Right, very well. So let's continue. Other than that, we have another article. This is from the Passover articles, right?
Yes. We are going to be... Should we have a song first?
Love your friend like you would yourself. You gotta love your friend like you would yourself. And all the time that you have searched, looking far and wide, and all you really need to do is look down deep inside. Love your friend like you would yourself. You gotta love your friend like you would yourself. Like the light that shines on you, shining from above. It's because your friend to you is giving you his love. So love your friend like you would yourself. Love your friend like you would yourself. Nothing else compares to this. There's not a stronger glue. And all the things that we call love just isn't all that true. To love your friend like you would yourself. Love your friend like you would yourself.
You got to love your friend.
Love your friend like you would yourself.
Love your friend.
Love your friend like you would
yourself.
Like the light that shines on you, shining from above. It's because your friend to you is giving you his love. So you can love your friend like you would yourself. Gotta love your friend like you would yourself. All the time that you have searched, looking far and wide, and all you really need to do is look down deep inside. Love your friend like you would yourself.
Like you would yourself.
You gotta love your friend like you would yourself.
Like you would yourself.
Love your friend like you would yourself.
Like you.
your friend like you would yourself.